All right, let's do yoga.
Good
I'm
morning.
I'm thinking of decorating. Yay.
Good morning. Welcome. I'm really glad to be here.
So you have me trained, Al. I'm already standing
You're
up.
Already standing. Okay, so what we're going to do this morning, Kelly and Peter, is we're going to do what I call the rebar tie. And so when you're in the construction industry, you know we've got wire that we strap our rebar together with. And
right.
Ultimately, what I'd like to work on today is, so it's a rebar tie, but this is working on your shoulders.
Okay,
so
good.
So if you have any kind of shoulder difficulty, this is a really interesting way to start to get to get your shoulders more limber and to start to get some flexibility
okay.
there. Peter, yes?
I get upper shoulder pain. Is that what you're talking about, the shoulder pain?
Like right. the tension in the muscles
the tension
and everything
and
a lot
all
of people
that.
Hold
so
that.
What I'm going to do is, so if you're a, I'm handing Kelly a strap right
I've
now.
Got a belt.
And a belt. It's a yoga belt. But what I also, on the job sites, I use a hammer as well to do this. And so I hold a hammer. Let me describe this. So you can either do this sitting down, but you have to be sitting on the edge of your chair, or you can do it standing. And the whole process is, you can
I'm going to try sitting down and I'll let you know.
And so the whole process is, I'll just describe it momentarily. So
okay.
I'm going to take my right arm to the ceiling. I'm going to bend my elbow and put the middle finger right on my spine. My left arm comes around the backside, and I'm looking to try to join my fingers together in the back. So this
I have about 6 inches of space there.
You do not. Let me see. Turn around.
Well, no. I mean, I'm so far from reaching.
Let me see. Oh, you are.
Right. And
oh
so when
gosh.
You get used to it, you can actually
you
make
go.
The grip. Yes, and Kelly has the grip. Great.
I got a grip.
Most folks don't have this flexibility in their shoulders, or their shoulders are tight. So
and I used to play tennis, too, so I should be able to do that, right?
No. Because of tennis, you more than likely have all those muscles are so tight now.
I'm so big, Alan.
So, yeah,
it's all buffs.
You're so pumped.
Touch the fingers together.
So let's now do this. So either standing, if you're going to stand, you're going to stand in the plumb bob, so the feet are parallel to each other, and hip-width apart.
By the way, I've got the interns in here doing it, too.
The interns
Louise,
in here.
Louise, stand up.
Come on, stand
Sean,
up, Louise.
Louise.
Don't be shy, Louise. Everyone's watching.
You have to do everything we do. That's
okay.
part of being an intern.
So now, if you have shoulder difficulty, what I want to tell you, if there's any pain in your shoulders, what you really want to focus on is that as we start to go through these moves, these mm-hmm. postures, that you only go to that edge of pain. Don't take yourself beyond it. Don't think that you're going to cure yourself.
Or so it's not no pain, no gain.
No, it's not no pain, no gain.
Okay.
Sincerely, it's not.
Okay.
There's times when I say, hey, go ahead. But we're talking about joints now.
Okay.
So we're talking about the shoulder joint, the scapula, how it moves the shoulder itself. All right?
Okay.
So that's the shoulder blade. Okay. So I'm going to ask that you take the right arm to the ceiling.
Okay.
So you extend that up, make that arm active, make the upper arm and the lower arm very active. Try to squeeze the muscles right into the bone. So you're flexing that arm. Bend the right arm and put the middle finger on your spine as best you can with the elbow facing the ceiling and coming forward.
Oh, forward.
And coming forward.
Okay.
Feel how that moves your scapula, your shoulder blade kind of rolls to the outside. And good. And release that arm. Release it down,
that
and we'll do
good.
The other side. Extend the left
really
arm
good.
To the ceiling. Make the lower arm and the upper arm very active, so the arms are straight and the muscles are working strongly. Bend that left arm. Put that middle finger right on your spine as best you can. Extend the elbow to the ceiling.
Oh, into the forward.
And forward,
right. okay.
yes. And take the arm back to the ceiling. And both arms down at the side.
Ooh, I had a pop.
I did, too.
A little
yes.
pop.
Yes,
ooh.
So
do you have a pop, Sean?
As mild as this is, I would guess also that if you have shoulder problems, if you're swinging a hammer all the time, this probably is painful right there. So you extend your arm up, and then you bend your elbow and take it down as much as you can. But what you'll do is you'll extend the elbow towards the ceiling, and you'll make that shoulder blade work, rather than thinking you have to get the final pose at all. So continuing on, we'll take this right arm now, and we're going to take the right arm down to the side, and you're going to turn the palm away from you. Bring the hand behind you, bend the elbow, bring it up the center of your back. Once again, try to put the middle finger right on your spine.
Does that hurt? Oh, so middle finger on your spine?
Trying to put the middle finger on your spine.
So the back of your hand is touching your back.
Yes, the back of your hand that's touching your
back. It's like if you're going to be handcuffed. Not that I would know.
Well, thank you, Kelly.
It is. I mean, that's going to help some people.
Confessions of a morning talk show host.
Some people are going to get the visual that way.
I've been there before.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
And release that arm. and then to the opposite side. Take the left hand and turn so with the arm down at your side, the arm is still active, the palm is turned away. Bend the elbow behind your back and try to put the middle finger on your spine.
Got it.
That feels good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Does it hurt, Peter? Does that hurt you?
This is much, my left arm is much easier to do than the right arm.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
And so, and here we're talking about, you did tennis and you're right-handed, so
yeah.
this arm is the one that's
my serving shoulder.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, all this activity, tennis, golf, this kind of stuff
right.
is so lopsided.
Right.
It's not very balanced. You're always doing it on one side. You're really looking for a way to
right.
bring yourself back to balance. Okay, and release this left arm, if you hadn't already. Okay, so how do you put this together now? So for people that are stiff, and Kelly, I'll give you guys one of these, and you've got a
chance. I'm stiff.
And you don't need one.
No, I'm not too stiff.
I'll give you one, Louise. Okay, so now with, I've given the crew here straps. Kelly can actually join her hands in the back, so her shoulders are fairly loose, and I have the ability, since I've practiced it so much,
right,
I can
right.
actually do this as well. So extend your right arm to the ceiling, and if you have a strap, put that strap in the right arm. If you're on the job site, you've got a hammer, and you're very, very stiff in the shoulders, hold the handle of the hammer like you're ready to swing it. Bend the elbow, and now the hammer head is down your back. Take the left arm, turn it, and bring it around. Bend the elbow, and you're looking to grab the hammer handle or grab the strap, and you're going to walk your hands up and bring them closer and closer together.
Oh.
So eventually the fingers will actually grip and touch and release. Let everything
come on,
release.
Ira. You've got to try this, Ira. I want to see if Ira can make his fingers touch.
Right, because we're imbalanced. That's part of yoga, is that we're looking constantly, we're looking for this state of balance. We're trying to get each side equal. And to the other side now, extend this left arm up. Now the strap or the hammer handle is going to be in the left hand. Bend the elbow. And the head of the hammer is now down the center of your back, or the strap is hanging down. You're going to take that right arm, bring it around behind, bend the elbow, and look to see if you can't make that grip. And so Peter's working on it, and he's
good.
Yes. There we go. Great. Okay. And release. Do we have any time left?
We're about out of time.
So what I can say is that please do this slowly, work on it, and don't think that you got to join these fingers absolutely every time. Just the beginnings will warm you up. And I want to tell you that Yoga for the Construction, we're going to have a hiatus in time, but I do have public classes at our studio in St. Helena, and you can look us up at Iyengar Yoga in the Napa Valley.
Or Yoga with Your Boots On.
Or Yoga with Your Boots On.com has a link once you finally go to the bottom of the webpage.
Thank you, Alan Nett.
Thank you very much.
And don't
thank
forget,
you, Alan.
Santa Claus is coming
to town.
Central Valley.
Central Valley.
All right.